Well, hello everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle, and this is February 26, 2013. It's our second Abundance Alliance teleconference, and we have a lot to cover today. I'm actually going to do something really special for all of you, and we'll get to that in a moment. I wanted to just start off the call by letting you know that we have five planets in Pisces as of today. Venus joined today. So 5 out of 10, half of all the planets are right now in Pisces. Of course, the Sun is in Pisces because we are in that constellation right now. It's actually quite important because Mercury went retrograde. And so that happened on Saturday, the 25th of February. So the combination of those two is very interesting because Pisces is a water sign. Everything grows more. You're more sensitive. You go within more. You're more creative. It's a very feminine sign. And Mercury retrograde deals with the subconscious, which is about becoming more sensitive to your, you know, inner feelings, your intuition. So really the energy for looking within is wonderful right now because you're meant to slow down and do that. And obviously, you know, when you tap into your intuition, you can't be going forward very fast. You need to slow down. So this combination is very important for all of us. And once it's March, it gets especially potent, actually, because we're still in an 8 universal month, as you all know, in February, and that's a more active vibration. But once the frequency changes to 9, which will be in March in a couple of days, we will start feeling much more in touch with our feelings, because the number 9 is an emotional number. It's in the emotional triad in numerology, 369. And being in a 9 universal month and a 6 universal year for 2013, we got both the number 6 and 9 in the same numerology triad, which is about your feelings. It's about your emotions. It's about release and letting go. And it's about really, you know, renewal and also responsibility because of the 6. So taking responsibility for how you feel. So not laying the blame on the outside, but really allowing yourself to express yourself. So that coupled with all the planets in Pisces right now and Mercury retrograde really is quite a very potent time of the year. And it really sets us up, in a sense, for the beginning of spring next month at the spring equinox. Because, in a sense, we're at the end of, well, if you're down south, for all of you in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, that, of course, it's the opposite down there. But most of us on this call are in the Northern Hemisphere. So we're being set up for the equinox in either case right now. And so to go within, and you need to make sure you're sleeping. You need to make sure you're resting and that you don't get impatient during this time. Because you may want things to happen faster than they do. And I had a case in point this morning. I was driving my daughter to school, and we were on PCH, which is Pacific Coast Highway. It's a beautiful drive right along the coast here in Southern California. And lo and behold, we stop, you know, in like bumper-to-bumper traffic, not moving. And turns out she got to school half an hour late. Well, so did a lot of other kids. But we were in the car, and what we did, instead of freaking out or anything, we listened to the radio. We listened to a beautiful Mozart piece for violin, viola, and orchestra. It's one of my favorite pieces. And we could hear the whole piece together and just, you know, be together in this spirit of beauty. And this is something I want to emphasize. The beauty that you sense around you needs to be reignited inside of you. You need to feel that sense of beauty. All the things we sort of neglect in this fast-paced environment where we're running around with cell phones and texting and, you know, online or, you know, listening to whatever's going on, always having some kind of activity, especially oral or visual in front of us, where our mind really is going until we turn off the light to go to sleep, really that is the side of life that we need to now really not pay attention to as much if we can, you know. And if you can only do it weekends, well, then do it weekends and really spend your weekends resting and reflecting. But try to get to bed earlier. Try to spend more time with acknowledging also your dreams. And that will really set you up well for the abundance that can be generated this year. Because as you know, everything goes in cycles, and we have to honor those cycles, not resist them, not ignore them, in order for our own natural state of mind and state of health and spiritual health to function at the highest level possible. And abundance, really, when you look at that word, you know, the abundance alliance that we have here, it's, yes, it's about generating a wonderful financial income for yourself, but that happens as a result of you feeling that abundance. So abundance is an abundance in your relationships, an abundance in your home life, an abundance that you feel at work with your career. So if those are not functioning properly or in a happy state, a peaceful state, a joyous state, a beautiful state, then it is harder to generate the finances easily, because there'll be more effort, there'll be more resistance, and there'll be more blockages. So just keep that in mind as we go through the year, because this is a year of, you know, creating but also releasing. It's an emotional year. So if you're feeling more sensitive right now, allow yourself to feel that way and speak to your friends, speak to whoever you can about the things that are on your mind, your mentors, whoever it is you work with, you know, family and spouse and, you know, relationships that you have, and allow yourself to go to that place where you can really deeply feel, because your subconscious mind in Mercury retrograde period, it really is the subconscious that comes to the foreground. And so those things that we tend to not pay attention to when Mercury is direct just make themselves much more conscious. The subconscious becomes seen and visible. And often that can be a wake-up call for us, you know. So pay attention to that. And then on March 11th, we have a new moon. And just so you know, one of the things I'm doing for you today is I'm going to look at the full moon that just happened yesterday, a very powerful full moon, which was a double seven, which I wrote briefly about in my newsletter. I'm going to look at that full moon in relation to all of your personal astrology charts coming up shortly. But then I'm also going to look at where Mercury stationed retrograde, because where Mercury actually stations, that degree and that placement in your chart also gives you some idea of the things you need to look at in the next 4 months until it happens again, which I believe is in July. So we're going to do those. I'm going to do that for all of you. But I'm just going to move on now and talk about the new moon, which is the 11th, briefly. The 11th of March, and that is a double new beginnings number. It is a gateway number, the number 11. The two, you know, the temples have those two pylons that you walk through into the unknown. And then one, for the 11, the one represents the new, the origin. So it represents you going through a gateway into something brand new and starting new beginnings. So the new moon always is a beginning of a new cycle. So for it to happen on the 11th, that is actually very important. So you will feel a sense of renewal around that time. And then interestingly enough, the next day on the 12th, Mars moves into Aries, and that is its home sign. And we will be coming into Aries, obviously, on the 20th, we will be in Aries. So Mars will be in Aries while that sign actually becomes activated this year. And that doesn't always happen. So that means it's going to be much more active, because Mars loves being in its home sign. And Mars is about energy. So you will feel after this Mercury retrograde, which ends on the 17th, especially going into April, which we'll get to on those calls when we get into April, May, which are such big, big months for all of us. I will talk more about this, but just so you know, if you're feeling less energy now, don't worry. You will be re-energized shortly. Also, like I said, Mercury goes back direct on the 17th, and then it has to find itself back to where it originally went backwards, retrograde, and that takes a couple more weeks. So March just will be a little bit slower for that sake. So And then, of course, spring equinox on the 20th when the sun enters Aries, as I mentioned. Now, on our next teleconference call, we are going to talk about a very, very powerful Libra full moon. It will happen a day after our call. Our next call is the March 26th. So that could be the most powerful full moon of the whole year. I need to look at the other moons coming up, but that really is a big one. So I will make sure to talk about that on our next call. And so what I want to do now is I want to, and the reason I'm doing this for you this month is because Mercury went retrograde, like I said, and as you probably know, on Saturday. And it went retrograde in the opposite sign, Virgo, the opposite sign of the full moon, which was full in the sign of Pisces, of course, because we're in Pisces yesterday. And because those two happened within, you know, a couple days of each other in opposite signs, they actually, it means something in your chart. That's important because, like I said, when Mercury stops and moves backwards to us, to our eye, that degree in your chart is important. So same goes for the full moon. And so we're going to look at that. So I want to start with Leanne, and I'm just going to go through all of your charts, and then I'm going to get to those of you who have questions. So Leanne, you have the full moon at 7 degrees, and for everybody it's at 7 degrees. Like I said yesterday in the newsletter, it's at 7 degrees in Virgo. So for you, that full moon takes place in the 7th house. And on the opposite house, the first house, Mercury went retrograde. So those are the two houses we're going to look at. In terms of Mercury retrograde in the seventh house, first of all, that's the house of partnerships. So that is something you want to pay attention to. But when Mercury is in this house, decision-making can be a challenge. So just be patient. What will be really, really emphasized for you is your creative ability and your appreciation in the arts. And, of course, anything romantic, anything to do with your partnership. And that can include business partnerships as well. But those will be emphasized, okay? And pay attention to this, especially after the 17th, because that's when Mercury is also moving through this area, okay? So pay attention to that. It's all happening in your 7th house. And then your 1st house is where the full moon happened yesterday. So for the next month, 1st house, that's you. That shines the sun on you. You know, the light is shining on you, on your ability, your outlook, your immediate environment, your physical appearance, how you feel about yourself, your ability to be decisive. That is, you know, what will be focused for you in the next month, the 1st house. And your 1st house is a very large 1st house. In fact, it's so big that the whole sign of Pisces is in it, but it starts with Aquarius and it ends with Aries. So it's a really, really, it's almost a double, it's almost a 60-degree house. So it's a really, really big house. And so that means your 7th house is big as well. So to make a long story short, this Mercury going, you know, happening in the 1st house is going to focus on you, okay? So you will focus on those issues for the next 4 months. And partnerships in the next month is going to be emphasized for you. I have to also say, because your Sun, Venus, and Pluto are in the 7th house, that's the house that the full moon was in, you will feel more emotional at this time. You will feel a connection to your, I already, you know, said, your artistic ability, your creativity, your relationship to beauty, to women, to female, to feminine energy, and also there will be a sense of transformation. All of those planets are in Virgo for you, and that's where the full moon just happened. So that will be your focus for Leanne. Lisa Lutz, let me look at you. You have the full moon in the 5th house happening yesterday, and the 11th house is where Mercury went retrograde. So let's look at the Mercury retrograde for the 11th house. That's an interesting placement. So again, for the next 4 months, you know, 11th is about the future. It is ruled by Uranus. It is a very brilliant house. It's about your friends, the future. It's about innovation. So you may really get some great insights in the next month. You can, you know, Mercury is exalted in Aquarius. That means it feels good in that sign. And Aquarius rules this house, the 11th house. So the energy that you will be expressing can be very, very positive. So what I want you to focus on the next 4 months is to pay attention to new innovations, so inventions, teach, to write. It's just, you know, those are all in relation to Mercury as well. Yeah, it's just there will be a real flash of brilliance feeling to just the things that you come up with. So that's until the next Mercury event happens, which I believe is in July for you. And then the fifth house is where the full moon is that happened yesterday. So for the next month, you know, fifth house is obviously about children and creativity and fun. So for you, the focus is to let go, to really enjoy yourself, to be creative, to be childlike, to express yourself, to enjoy, to pleasure yourself, to go on adventures, you know, to focus on, even it governs romance as well, the fifth house, just like the seventh house. There has to be more of an attitude of having fun and being with your children, which I know you have. And spending time with them. So the emotional full moon is in that house. You've got so many planets in this house, Lieselotte. You've got 5 planets in your fifth house. So this is a very important house for you. So for the full moon to be in this house means this month will be very potent, this coming month. So, you know, it's a very big time for you to just do the things I just said. Because most of your planets are activated. So that is good news, actually, for you. So then let's go to Roxana. Roxana, you have the full moon at the end of your seventh house and the beginning. Actually, no, this is very interesting. At the end of the seventh house is where the full moon is, but the second house is where the Mercury is, and that's just because of how your houses are lined up. So it's not opposite houses for you. Everybody else pretty much has them in opposite houses. For you, that's not the case. So the seventh we talked about before with Leanne, that is about partnerships. Having your full moon there is, you know, for the next month, you want to be focusing on that part of your life. You know, the sense that you have in your partnership, how emotional it feels, release the emotions. And just to reiterate for all of you, remember that the full moon went full on the 25th yesterday, which was a 7-day, 25, 2 plus 5 is 7, and it was at 7 degrees. So 7 is that really special number of intuitive insights and, you know, looking within and learning and mysticism and wisdom, and, you know, it really allows you to go to get quiet and to look at these issues that I'm bringing up for you. So wherever I'm telling you where this full moon is one you want to spend time with reflecting on. So for Roxana, that would be the partnership, companionship, intimate relationships, house, the significant other or the partner in business. Even your shadow self is covered by this. So, you know, that is the area for the full moon. Now, your Mercury is in the second house, as I said, a little bit different, not the opposite first house. So your second house is more about, you know, your self-worth and money issues and your personal possessions and your confidence. And when Mercury stations in the second house, which is governed naturally by Taurus, you just become a little slower. Again, decision making can be more can be slowed down, and sometimes can even be very difficult. So if you have a big decision right now, you may want to postpone it for a little bit. You know, the little ones you can get through, But you need to, before you make this decision, if there is a big one to make, just to really feel empowered, because the second house is about your self-worth. So really make sure you are strong and, you know, discover that strength within you so that you can make the decision. Because this house is naturally ruled by Taurus, you know, sometimes when Mercury stations there, you can feel more rigid and fixed in your position. And that can also mean that you can be more resistant to change. So this period for you may be interesting because we're all being asked to release, especially in March, you know, based on everything I said at the beginning of this call, all this release work we're doing, this emotional release work. So you're really needing to, you may feel a juxtaposition of feeling very fixed in how you want to do things and at the same time needing to change and be flexible. So keep that in mind as well. That's just really for the next month, okay? So then let's go to Steinar. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. And by the way, any of you who want to get in line for questions afterwards, just press star 6. I know some of you want a reading, and I will get to that shortly. So let's see here. Steinar, you are having your full moon in the 8th house, and it's conjunct your Pluto. This is very, very, very potent for you. And then opposite the 8th house is the 2nd house, and that's where you have the Mercury retrograde. So let's look at Mercury retrograde first, and then I'll get to your full moon Pluto situation. The Mercury retrograde in the 2nd house, we just spoke about with, you know, Roxana. So really everything I told her applies to you. And so for you, again, your mental process, the way you think is will be a bit slower. Decision-making can be more slow and more challenging. But when you get into, you know, the confidence that you feel, then you really have to take a stand and make the decision. Very, very important. And again, what I said about fixed, feeling fixed and rigid, that, you know, that will juxtapose our need to be flexible right now as well. So that's going on with Mercury retrograde. Now, opposite that is the moon at 7 degrees. Your Pluto is at 5 degrees Virgo. So when the full moon happened yesterday, it conjuncted your natal Pluto in the 8th house. And that's very, very powerful because Pluto actually rules the 8th house because the natural ruler of that house is Scorpio, right? And Pluto is the planet that belongs to Scorpio. So it's like a double whammy of transformation for you, emotional transformation, really, really powerful stuff here. Because of the degree signs 7 and 5, 5 for your Pluto, 7 for the moon, your mind will be very activated as well. These are mind numbers in numerology. So if you are overthinking or overanalyzing or over-worrying or, you know, just make sure that you calm yourself down with any kind of meditative practice or music, right, that calms you down. And also, you know, just the moon, which emotionalizes and brings your feelings out, and Pluto, which is all about life, death, transformation, subconscious, you know, bringing up everything that you may not pay attention to for the most part because it is the bottom of the lotus flower. It's what's in the darkness, right? So Pluto likes to dredge those things up for us to look at so that we can move on. So it's a very cleansing, deeply cleansing planet. And for you, it's happening in the 8th house, like I said, naturally ruled by Scorpio, which is about cleansing. You know, the 8th house rules transformation. It rules sexuality. It also rules money because it's opposite the 2nd house. So for you, money issues will come up. Any resistance you have will come up right now. It's a huge personal growth month for you and very much about regeneration. And so, you know, you want to, because we're in the part of your chart that is about your partner, your partnerships, you know, your partnerships, resources, and also obviously sexuality, you will feel instinctually like you'll want to have a deep bond with your partner if you have one or seek one out. And you'll also be more aware of the whole concept of life and death and rebirth. So the invisible realms, the spiritual realms, the life after death realms, you will, you know, your sense of wanting to explore those realms will be strong at this time. So really do that. You know, like I said, moon was at 7 degrees yesterday on the 25th. This is about learning. It is about going deeply within and trusting your intuition on that front. So really a powerful moment for you right now, Steinar. So, okay, let's go to Lisa. And just so all of you know, we have three more, and then we'll get to your questions. Lisa, I think we are doing a reading today. And so for you, again, we got a big moment here because the Mercury retrograde is, when it's stationed retrograde, stationed at 19 degrees in Pisces, it was right on your ascendant. Your ascendant is 22 degrees Pisces. So we have a very, very strong impact on you. It's right at the end of the 12th house. That is the house of the subconscious. That is a house of, you know, hidden things, everything that's below the surface, your soul growth, your, you know, things that are hidden. And these can be good things. They're not necessarily hidden weaknesses. They can be strengths, hidden strengths that are coming through that you didn't know you had, are being rectified right now and seek to be discovered by you. So you want to, you know, everything about you is being really magnified right now because the full moon is at 7 degrees and is almost opposite your ascendant as well. And that's about your work. It's in the sixth house. So going back to Mercury, just to finish off that 12th house placement for you, that is a, you know, and Mercury in Pisces, by the way, for all of us, is an interesting placement because it can bring up sometimes a sense of sadness. So if you have any issue, whether it's about friends or family or anything, that you notice you are getting sad more easily, for all of us, this is something that can happen when Mercury is in Pisces like this, right now, going retrograde in Pisces. So keep that in mind. And I'm telling you this now, Lisa, because the 12th house is ruled naturally by Pisces, so you have that as well, you know, in a double way. So you want to look at the side of your life that, you know, may have created that sense of sadness. And you will do that by being artistic. You know, the 12th house, again, it's about your artistry. It's about compassion. It's about your psychic gifts. When you express those, and it's very important for you to do so right now, whatever you feel in terms of pain and sadness is automatically flushed through you. So these are the things you want to pay attention to, you know, right now. And then the sixth house full moon placement, again, that is the house of work and responsibilities. And, you know, it's really about your daily life. It's about your health, your attitude towards food, and the routine that you go through every day, how you organize your day. That for the next month is going to be where you will focus on and where the feelings need to be, you know, directed to for you. Okay, let's do a couple more. We have Cherie. And let's see, Cherie, you have the 12th house as well. Very interesting. What I just said to Lisa, you have to a lesser degree because it's not right on your ascendant, actually. So it's just in the 12th house. So all those hidden items I was talking about before, those will be focused for you. So really what I told Lisa, but just to a lesser degree, you know, reflecting on the hidden realms and, you know, just knowing that things might come to the forefront that you haven't paid attention to maybe recently, but they need to be looked at and released. And then the full moon is also in your sixth house, like I said, the house of work, responsibility, your daily life. And because you have two planets in that house, you have Pluto, Uranus conjunct in the sixth house, that is a very important house for you. So you will feel some shifts on that front. You may change your daily habits or go for a course in self-improvement or change your health somewhat, or nutrition, your attitude towards what you're eating and drinking. Those are all covered by the sixth house. It is the house of responsibility and, you know, what you do in your daily life. So that would be something to focus on, as you know, in the next month for you. If you wanted to do a cleanse or a juice fast or whatever, would be a good time for that. Okay, and then finally we have Sarah, who also I'm doing a longer reading for. So, Sarah, I hope you're on the line, because I'm going to be asking you to press star 6 in a moment if you haven't yet. Oh, I see you're there. Perfect. Okay, I see you up there. Good. All right, so, Sarah, for you, your Mercury is in the fourth house. We haven't had that one yet. And you have that interesting situation that we had before, where your moon is not in the opposite 10th house, but it's actually the full moon yesterday was in your 9th house. So let's look at the full moon in the 9th house. That, for you, obviously, that's the house of learning. The 9th house is the house of higher education and wisdom. It's ruled by Jupiter. It's about your belief systems. And, you know, it's about travel. So your mind will be stimulated. You may want to learn a new language or discover a new culture or travel or just focus on those things in books or, you know, watch a program on the Discovery Channel or something. The house also governs publishing. So if you're writing, it's a good time to do that, just to focus your feelings. Again, the moon, again, is about feelings. So to explore that, explore your spiritual beliefs, your personal philosophy. It's a great exploration house, an adventure house. So that is where the full moon emphasis is. And then, like I said, the Mercury emphasis for you is in the fourth house, and it's right on the cusp, actually. This is a very, very important placement for you, Sarah, because the cusp of the fourth house is opposite your midheaven. Your midheaven is at the top of your chart, and that governs your career. And so Mercury went direct at 19 degrees Pisces, and opposite that is your midheaven at 18 degrees Virgo. So that's a very important placement. Just like with Lisa, it was on her ascendant. For you, it's opposite your midheaven. So it's affecting you more than it will others for that reason. And for you in particular, it's affecting your career. So that means focusing on that part of your life, you know, really putting in the work, focusing on your contribution, your position, your social standing, your reputation, anything to do with how you carve out an identity in your career, achievements that you want to accomplish. You know, it also, the midheaven can also be representative of authority figures in your life. They can represent, for example, parents if they are very strong figures in your life, or even mentors as well, caregivers. Or it can be, you know, you feeling like you have to be placed in that position for others as well. So the responsibilities just will be greater for you at this time. So it's interesting you're asking me for a reading right now, because that really is set off for you really in a big way right now. And the other thing about Mercury in the fourth house, because that's actually where Mercury is, I mean, I was just looking at the fact that this happened opposite your 10th house, but Mercury is actually in your fourth house. So that actually stimulates your intuition. It's a really nice place for Mercury to be, because it actually, this house is ruled by Cancer, and that is about feelings. And you know, when Mercury goes retrograde in Pisces, which is also about feelings, these are all the water signs I'm talking about, your intuition will be heightened. Your creativity will be heightened. You may be oversensitive, though, so just pay attention to that. Ooh, what is that? Excuse me, an alarm just went off in my condo. Wow. That is obviously something I can't control. Hopefully you guys aren't too affected by hearing that. My ears are hurting a bit, but I can't turn that thing off. That's a malfunction in my condo complex, which it's not in my condo. Mercury is striking again. Okay, So let me just go back to this fourth house. I hope you guys are not too affected by this. I hope it goes off soon. So anyway, you're going to be more oversensitive, and you may even feel like your feelings will come up for no reason. Like, let's say you watch – oh, thank God, it's gone. Yay! All right, let's say you're watching a movie. I'm talking about Sarah now. Let's say you're watching a movie and you start crying seemingly for no reason, or something triggers you and you just get emotional. Just allow that to happen. This is a double water energy for you, so because of the placement in your chart, okay? So just allow yourself to feel right now. It's okay. So, let us, having finished all of your special readings now on Mercury retrograde and full moon for the month, let us now go to your questions. And I know, Sarah, that you wanted a reading. I know that that Lisa had a question as well. So, Lisa, if you are on the call, please press star 6. Anybody else who wants to ask me a question, please press star 6, because I will get to you after I do a reading for Sarah. And then also remember that there will be a recording of the call for you to listen to later. So, okay, let me see here. I see Lisa. Are you on the call?
Hi.
Not Lisa. Sarah. I'm sorry. Sarah, are you there?
I am.
Hi. Okay,
Hi.
Good. Good. So you heard what I just said.
I did, and it all makes a lot of sense.
Oh, good. Even with the fire alarm.
Even with the fire alarm. I figured that it must have been all that emotion coming out of me.
Really? Oh, good. So, I mean, whatever, good or not good, but you've been feeling emotional then.
You know, it's been a really interesting thing. So I work as an intuitive, and I do that in a few different ways, but recently I have, for the past 2 years actually, we relocated. I stopped doing one-on-one or even any kind of teaching things that I was doing previously.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it just, now everybody's coming back to me, or people I didn't even call in consciously are now seeking me out.
Oh, wow.
So now things are starting to happen that I did not consciously sign up for. Not that I'm not pleased that they're happening. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of my questions are based on abundance as it comes in focus. I was asked to assist in creating a community here in North Carolina and help. It's an outstanding community. It's a little village that is very different than anything I've ever worked with. And they've asked me to utilize my abilities to empower all the people who are starting and investing in this village, and also asking me to invest in this village. And it's a beautiful opportunity, but certainly comes with a lot of challenges and complex things. So I guess that's really the basis of where I'm going is, or what my question is how do I properly serve myself in this year so that I am properly serving everyone else?
Right. Okay. Very interesting. You know, you just entered a 14-5 personal year. And by the way, happy birthday, because
your
birthday is this month. And you're born the 15th, which is very powerful number. You know, that's the power. That's the spiritual alchemist, the magician.
Yes.
And 15 reduces to 6, of course, which is, you know, governs also home and family. So you would be naturally attracted to this kind of work. The thing is that all your three numbers are in the feeling, self-expression, creativity.
I know. It's
Try
really challenging. Very challenging.
Well, it's unusual, I have to say. You know, I don't find this that often because most people have at least one in one of the other two triads.
Not me.
Not you. So, yeah, so this is interesting. So, in a way, this 5 year is a year of change for you. And then once you're in your 6th year next year, which is when would you be moving to this community? Or
well, that's a great question. So no, because
you wouldn't.
Currently
okay.
it's 15 minutes from where I live.
I see. Okay.
So I do not need to move to this community. However, we're in a position, we just moved here 2 years ago, not knowing if we were going to stay in the exact area we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're renting our current house with the possibility of purchasing it, and not sure if that's the right thing to do.
Okay. So you're renting. Okay, there's a lot of change going on for you right now. You're in this 14 year, and so there's you're not going to feel completely sure of things, really, until things settle down next year, just so you know. It's just that kind of year. 14 years just bring a lot of decisions, and little and big decisions, and it just feels like you have to, you know, do a lot of things at once. And you feel distracted, too, because you have a lot on your plate. So, but at the same time, it's a year of freedom. So it's allowing you to look at, well, what makes you feel the most free? What would free you the most and allow you to not feel like you're tied down either? So those are, you know, this is the, it's a very adventurous year. It's a year of trying new things, of traveling, exploring. And it's a very magnetic year. It's also a year tied to media. So, you know, if your work lends itself to being in... It does?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a wonderful year for that, for you, to do whatever that means, you know, whether it's internet, radio, television, publishing, writing, anything media related is governed by this 14. So that is something that will help you if you know, like you said, you are involved on that realm. Right now, if things feel like they're not moving as fast as they should for you, that will shift shortly. So don't be concerned. You're actually in a 16 month, and 16-7 is about slowing down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So come next month, and especially by May, which for you will be a 10-1 beginning cycle, you'll feel like things will move forward more. So I don't know if that is the case for you, but if it is, just know that. So the other thing I want you to know is that your ascendant is at 1 degree, which means you're very much the initiator. You will want to be the person who comes up with the original ideas. And at the same time, you're very compassionate because of your 18-9, which is at the top of your midheaven. Obviously, you're a 6-3 person, so you are compassionate naturally, and this makes you even more compassionate. It makes you a leader in your field. You do have to watch, though, for people who may want to cause you not to do as well as you would want. There are sometimes these hidden things that can happen for you where people may not be so excited about your success. So I don't know if that's been the case for you. And I'm talking about your work, you know.
Yes, it has been the case.
Okay. So with the full moon, the reason I'm bringing this up with the full moon yesterday at that in Virgo, you'll want to watch that right now. And it'll pass. It's not a long-term thing at all. It's just, you know, a few weeks here, couple weeks. So, but just keep that in mind because it happened right up there in your midheaven. So, and the other thing I want to bring up is that you are a great, you communicate. You're a wonderful communicator. And you have four planets in the third house, which is that house of communication. And one of those planets is your sun. And your sun is at 26 degrees, which is a manifestation number. So know that you've got at least one very powerful manifestation number in your astrology blueprint, which is great because in your numerology blueprint, you don't have it. Your personal shift number, though, is a 2, which is good. Your personal shift number is all about your relationships and shifting, you know, through that communication with other people. Having peace and diplomacy and all that, right, with other people, that is how you're able to shift. So for example, creating this actual community is very empowering for you because it allows you to relate but also to intuit what is happening inside of you while you're working with these people and their needs and creating this community. So you always reflect back everything that happens to others into your life. And that's how you grow the fastest. It's how you shift when you're able to do that.
It's completely
you know, have the balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's a, just so you know, that number two is in the 248 triad as well, which is manifestation. So it's good to see that. I want to say something though that we need to look at right now, because the moon is affecting you and is placed in a very potent part of your chart. I just want to look at your natal moon, the one that's in your birth chart. And I notice it's at 14 degrees. And that's very, very, very important because you're in a 14 year right now. So anytime one of your planetary numbers in your birth chart get triggered by a personal year, you want to pay attention to that planet. So I'm going to look at that for you right now because it's in your eighth house. And we spoke briefly about the eighth house before with Steiner's chart when I was speaking about what it represents, you know, the life, death, transformation. Mm-hmm. And moon in the eighth house, eighth house people, whether it's sun or moon or you have a few planets in the eighth house, you're basically very highly sensitive and you're basically psychic.
Yeah.
And you might even feel like you don't feel that at home on this planet sometimes because people just don't understand you as well. You're really drawn to the mysterious and the unknown. And this is all about your emotions because it's the moon. So you tend to sometimes, and tell me if I'm incorrect, you tend to sometimes hold your emotions. They're very intense, and so sometimes you feel like you can't share them.
Absolutely.
So
I am so sensitive, so I often protect other people from everything I'm getting.
Exactly. But even with your own deep emotions and feelings, you will not want to show them because you fear that people won't understand you.
Correct.
You know, because, you know, when you feel, you really feel deeply, and that can be love or dislike. You know, it can be trust or distrust.
Barely dislike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's really very little middle room with you. And so I don't know if this was like when you were a child. I have a child who doesn't have this placement, but she's a Cancer, and her feelings are very strong, you know, because Cancer is ruled by moon. So, you know, for you, let me know, I mean, were you like fascinated by things or scared by them, like really strong feelings?
Fascination. So, you know,
yeah.
I was born a psychic medium. Like, I literally, from the moment I could speak, started communicating things that I didn't know I was communicating, and my parents were like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
So that's been normal for me my whole life.
Yes.
So I don't know what isn't intense because I have no conception of what other people, how other people function, because
mm-hmm.
I have always functioned on this very highly attuned channel. So
yes.
That's why I think I hold back so much, because I don't know what other people are feeling, so I don't want to overwhelm them with everything that I'm feeling, because quite frankly, especially when I was younger, I wasn't quite sure if it was all mine.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Well, you're connected to the unknown. That means you're connected to frequencies that are also not living, you
right.
know, like physically in a body.
Yeah.
Ghosts, spirits, whatever you want to call
them. I feel more connected to those who are not living than to those who are.
Yeah, and that's the eighth house. That's what. And by the way, for everyone, you know, look at your chart on page 7. It says wealth formula at the top. If you have, there are numbers from 1 through 12. Those are your houses. So if you have planets or a planet in your eighth house, you are an eighth house person. And this especially applies to moon or sun in the eighth house. And they all are interpreted a little differently, but they basically give you this kind of sense. So you really have had unique experiences. You feel different. You intuitively know more just naturally than other people do. And these special psychic abilities also manifest in your dreams, you know, in your visions. And sometimes you might even have thought, where is this coming from? You can even doubt what you're getting. I don't know if you felt that, but learning to trust your perceptions is very important for eighth house in general, people who have that. So one of the things you do is you attract people who have emotional pain. And your energy just draws individuals into your life that need to be healed. It's like they just come over and like you and want to be with you.
That's true. Ever since I was a child.
Yeah, and they're not always good for you. So you need to remember it's not your responsibility to take on their problems. This is huge. This is the biggest 8th house lesson, is not to take on other people's stuff, because you're not responsible for healing the entire world, but you can be of service. But you can easily be drained and make other people's pain your own pain, because you absorb everything anyway, and then you can really suffer from that, you know?
Yeah.
So because your energy just vibrates at a different level. It's a higher level, and you need to protect yourself. So hopefully you know how to do that.
I do.
The protection techniques. Yeah, okay. And another thing about you, and this is, again, 8th house in general, you can sometimes feel like people are dislike you or maybe are upset with you, and that really, you don't like that. And, you know, and often it's not even true, but you seem to notice those things. Again, it's because you're so sensitive. So journaling, here, you have it 14 degrees, journaling, writing, speaking about, communicating about your feelings and your dreams and intuitions is very, very important. I don't know if you do that. You're in a 14 year now and your moon's at 14. So you really need to, you know, 14, the number represents, in the ancient times, the scribe. And the scribe was the only one who knew how to write those books down when before they had printers, printing presses. So the scribe was privy to all the secrets because he or she knew, it's usually he, knew how to write. So you have the scribe energy in you. So do you do writing?
I do. You know, one of my dreams is to actually publish and then just do public speaking. And that's, you know, go out and I feel as though I was born to just empower people,
mm-hmm.
to show them their own divinity. And that's what I like to write about, and that's what I like to teach.
Mm-hmm.
So my actual goal, you know, one of them in life is to actually to publish and speak. So the universe is speaking through you, and I have much gratitude for that.
Yeah, so, and the universe is saying you're in a 14 year that you just started, literally. You have 12 months to do this. So, I mean, not that you can't do it afterwards. You'll be in a 6th year, which will be fabulous for you as well. But this 2-year cycle for you will be very, very instrumental in getting that idea, goal, going. And so I want you to really focus on that, because it will create abundance for you.
Great.
You know, when the moon is at 14 degrees like that, it means you need to translate your feelings into words. And so that means media, you know, any kind of media for you. And when you do that, it'll give you the platform to reach a lot of people, because 14 reduces to 5, 1 plus 4 is 5, and 5 is people. So that's why, you know, 14 governing the media reaches, you know, more people than anything can. So, you know, 5 is about people and your magnetic, you know, being drawn, people being drawn to you. So that is something that you definitely want to focus on. And again, like I said, the full moon just hit the part of your chart that governs your midheaven, your career. So we have a message for you to focus on what your moon represents. And, you know, the moon in the 8th house is really, you're a true healer and you serve people in a deep way. That's really the message. The difficulty is that you might feel a lack of depth in your relationship with others, because you might feel people can't be as deep as you, right? So that can happen sometimes. So you may have this restlessness in your life. Now, I don't know if you have found the person, you know, if you're married.
Yeah, I am, and
okay.
I'm married to a man who could not have been made any more perfect for me, nor I for him.
Good, good, good. Okay, so you have transcended this. That's great. So, but your actual emotional joy, your happiness, is really reflected in how easily you're able to connect deeply with other people and not feel afraid of that deep connection. And that's the thing, because you're a true healer and you need to use your gifts to help others heal and transform themselves. That is your role. So, And as you know, through healing others, you heal yourself.
Sure.
And so here's the thing. One more thing I'm going to say here because of this moon placement just yesterday. 18 degrees, like I mentioned before, is the top of your midheaven, the top of your chart. Excuse me. And 18 governs the Christ consciousness energy. So it really is about service and not becoming a martyr, but really service. And so just be aware there might be others who may not want you, like I said, to succeed. But as long as you, you know, move forward and not have that fear of, you know, whatever it is, any fear that may come into your mind, you will succeed. Because your moon in the eighth house, going back now to your natal chart here, your birth chart, your moon in the eighth house is opposite two planets in the second house, which governs your self-worth and it governs finances and money. And this is very, very, very strong for you. It's opposite Pluto and it's opposite Venus. And so what that means is you will make money through transforming others with your feminine energy. And this will especially be potent for females, for women, what your work. Because Pluto is right next to Venus. That means they're conjunct. They're blending together. The moon is opposite, 14 degrees in the eighth house. It's a really powerful aspect of transformation. I mean, you truly have the healer energy. I don't know if you remember before, I said Pluto rules the eighth house. With the moon in there opposite Pluto in your second house, it means there's a really strong double connection to Pluto. And most people don't, they're afraid of that planet because it is about power through transformation, which most people don't want to do unless they have to. But you're just going to make it so that people understand it's a natural part of their life. And if they don't embrace it, they will face those health crises and other crises that people do, you know, when they ignore this part of their life. So really, your way of making abundance, excuse me, is by doing what you want to do, you know, what you just verbalized to me a few minutes ago.
Thank you.
And writing that book and getting on, having that platform.
Thank you. That is...
Yeah.
That is possibly the most validating thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I'm happy. Wow. Oh. Well, there's a reason that alarm went off.
Yes, I suppose there is.
It's like, you better get going. Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah, it's wonderful how it all lines up, you know. And when I do these readings for you, and I could do it, you know, from month to month, every couple months, whatever you feel is appropriate, I really just tune into what's happening to you right now and what you need to hear. So, and that's what came through for you.
That's awesome. So thank you so, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, please, you know, keep us all in touch with how you're doing. And
I promise I will.
Good. Okay. Awesome. All right. Good. Well, let's see now. I have something in my throat. Wow. I will move on to Lisa. Lisa, are you on the call? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Lisa.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh, okay.
Let me just get your chart in front of me. So, do you have a specific question?
Yeah, my specific question is I have a particular client that I've been working with for a while, and it's a grant writing client, and you know I'm trying to, you know, in general, just move away from that, but I haven't felt, you know, like I was able to give up that income yet.
Yeah.
But I had a meeting yesterday with them, and she expressed to me that, oh, you're just not, you know, I'm not feeling any energy from you, and, you know, I really need to see higher quality work, and
mm-hmm.
and I'm just sitting there thinking, oh, I just want to you know, I want to quit right now. I don't want to do this anymore. And that's what I'm really strongly feeling. So I would be interested to see what your take on that would be, whether now is a good time to do that.
Okay, so really you don't like that work, as you've expressed to me in our call recently. So, and this client is feeling that fact in you, which, you know, inevitably happens. if you've disconnected emotionally, then the client will feel it. So let me just look at what's going on for you for a sec here. You just entered a 15-6 year. Oh, so you're in a 16-7. Let's see. No, you're in a 17-8 month. And 8 is one of your numbers. It's a money number. Issues about money. You're born the 17th, so that's important. This happened yesterday, which is the day of the full moon. Is that right? Happened yesterday? Okay. So, and your full moon is, like I said before, in the sixth house. That's where it was. So it's about work and day-to-day activities, especially in relation to your day-to-day work schedule and health. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to me that this happened on that day, because it's almost like you're saying, I don't want to spend the extra energy on this work with this person. And so,
and not only that, but it's, I feel like even no matter what I do, it's not going to make her happy. Like, it's, she wants me basically work full time, but only pay me for 10 hours a week. That's how I'm feeling. Like, it's never going to be enough for her.
Right. And an income that you listed for that is not very much. I mean, I have to say, you know, that's not a lot of income. For something you don't want to do. So, yeah. And so really what it's keeping you from doing is moving forward with what you want to do. Because it's draining your energy and it's also emotionally draining. Anything that you don't want to do that you're doing will be draining, right? Because you don't feel engaged. So with Mercury going retrograde right on your ascendant, you're really looking at a lot of things right now. You're supposed to sort of pull back when this happens in this part of your chart. It's very potent for you. So you're supposed to pull back and say, what does Lisa want? And you're basically telling me what you want, telling us what you want. It's just a matter of making it official. Now, you can do that now, or you can wait until the end of this month coming up. I'm talking about March now, you know, because Mercury will go direct on the 17th. It's really up to you. I don't know if you were counting on her money supporting you, you know, in March or not. So I don't know what, you know, how that feels, like when you would stop it. Would it be immediately or not? You are being asked to reflect, though, on you know, what makes Lisa happy and what doesn't make Lisa happy. So that's definitely the case here. And let me give you one more clue. She's female, and Mercury retrograde is happening conjunct your Venus, which is represents the feminine and can represent a female client as well. And Mercury retrograde means backtrack, you know, reconsider, right? Slow down, or right? So there is something related to that as well in terms of a message there.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely feel, Lisa, like this is the line of work that you are shifting from. And you're now being made really clear that you don't want to do it. And so it's becoming, you're feeling, you know, enslaved by the work. And you feel, I mean, I get the sense that you feel like you can't really move forward like you would like, or the pace you want to move forward with, because you're beholden to work that you don't want to do, which is doubly draining, you know. So, because you don't even want to do the work. So all those things have to be taken into consideration, but I want to make sure that there is not, you know, money that's coming in that you were counting on. I don't want, you know, walking away from work that you were counting on financially is also a stress causer. So you want to make sure that you, that that's not happening.
Right. Yeah. Well, at this point they owe me for 2 months of work. I haven't been paid yet. So,
oh, my gosh. Well, you should have said that
right now. Yeah, they owe me January and for this month. Yeah, and they're always...
Well, I wouldn't do any more for them until they pay up. I mean, I wouldn't even do anything. That's not right.
Yeah,
if you're
really,
doing work for them.
It's a ridiculous.
You know what, Lisa?
Right?
You have to charge in advance. You do not get paid after you do the work. You need to charge in advance. It's they pay first, and then you do the work. You don't do this pay me after stuff. It's,
yeah.
It,
well,
it really
it's not only pay me after. It's like even waiting. Like I said, right now they owe me for January and for this month. But they don't even want me to invoice them until this month. It's ridiculous, really. The whole thing is just,
well,
like, it's ridiculous.
Well, it sounds like they're running your business plan. That's not good. You know, they have,
yeah,
they shouldn't be
is.
Telling
it's,
you. Yeah, they shouldn't be
yeah.
telling you any
well,
of this
like
stuff.
I
you
said,
need
it's
to.
It's kind of like treats me like an employee that, you know, doesn't have
yeah.
any benefits. And, you know, it's ridiculous, really. It's,
No.
I mean,
and that's also
the
one
way
reason
it's
you want to get
set up.
out of it. You want to get out of this because
Yeah,
of that
yeah.
mindset, that the client's mindset that you are attracting is not conducive to making any abundance whatsoever. So you don't want to be in that line of work if that's how the mindset is. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I would absolutely
Yeah.
I wouldn't do anything. I would just bill her. And, you know, if you want to wait till March 1st, do that. That's in 2 days. It's not like a huge, you know, difference. But bill her on Friday and say, look, you need to pay up. And then, you know, then make a decision. But don't tell her you're quitting on her until she pays, you know. Don't say anything. Just say, look, you owe me for January and February. I can't move forward until, you know, you pay. So that's what I would do. And then make
yeah,
the decision. I think the decision then should be, well, I'm not, you know. I mean, if they're dealing with it this way, I wouldn't work with them. So it's partly how you set it up, though, so you have to just look at that as well, you know. So, but that's my input. That's what I also see here based on what's going on with you, just taking responsibility. You know, that is the big message for you. You're in a 15 year now, and that is six, and that is take responsibility for your career, especially because you have a six career number. You have a six destiny number. You have a 15-6, for God's sake. That's your year that you're in now. You know, so take responsibility for how you run it, how you promote it, the contracts that people sign when they work with you. You know, all of that you have to really step into and feel empowered by that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, and so as you're in a 17-month now, you're going to the 18-month, next month you will – oh, that's right, your months, I remember this now from our call, your months are the same as the universal months. That's why I'm like, oh, well, she's exactly the same as all of us. So you have the double
mm-hmm. –
the, you know, everybody will be feeling it next month. It's all about nine and release. And for you, it's personal. You know, your personal cycles are exactly the same. So just know that there will be endings that you'll be dealing with next month because nine is about endings, you know. So wrapping things up, ending things so you can really move forward in April, okay? So
okay.
Think of it that way. You can make the decision about when you end with her. But my sense is that even us spending time on the phone talking about this is taking energy, right, from your life. That
mm-hmm.
it, you know what I mean? Instead of focusing on what you want to do, we're focusing on what you don't want to do, you know, which is good. You have to eliminate those things. Very important step. Now, you know, have the courage. You know, I know you're a Capricorn. You move slowly, but you got to move.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Well, that's great. That's exactly what I need to hear, and I know what I need to do. Yeah, it's pretty clear to me now. Thank you.
Yeah, you will generate abundance this year. It's an abundant year for you. It's, you know, fabulous, fabulous year for you. So you want to take advantage of this energy. You know, you really, really do. It's just one of those times where you're in the prime of your life. You got everything lined up. You're getting messages from the astronumerology to do so as well. So yeah, it's time for you to just finally go through. I know you think things over, and that's good. You know, you really do consider situations. But sometimes sitting on something that you know has to happen can make you like accept paradigms that are old, instead of, you know, breaking them when they are meant to be broken and moving forward and going with that energy that is available to you, and then you miss out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to wait for the next time that the next opportunity that becomes available. So what I'm saying is this year, this 2013 year for everybody is about transformation, and it is about creating abundance. So transforming your life and creating abundance, those are the key messages with 13 and 6. So since you're also in a 6th year, it's even stronger for you, you know, 6th destiny, 6th year. So really know that you are being carried forward now, and that my sense is it's going to be easier for you to make these changes now that you're in your 6th year. It's just going to be, you won't feel as distracted as you were last year when you were in your 5th year, which can be quite distracting sometimes, right? Especially for you, it was. So, you know, you just couldn't decide anything.
mm-hmm.
Right? So this year that won't be the case so much for you. It really won't.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, you know, once you make the decision, I would just move forward. And that will give you strength. It'll give you energy, because just the forward movement in itself creates a wonderful sense of activation and confidence. Even if you don't know where you're going, which very often we don't know what's going to happen after we make a decision, we still feel a sense of freedom and lightness and confidence because the decision was made and we weren't sitting on something and emotionally draining our lives because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel that very much. Like, yeah. And decisions are seeming easier this year to make than last year, definitely.
Good. That's good. Well, your ascendant is a 22. That is about working with people. You know, you do want to be working with people, but just not in this capacity. We want to do it in the new capacity, that the feng shui numerology capacity, which will, you know, 22-4, that is about homes. And we talked about all this. It's just architecture, and it's brilliant. So you want to, you know, I'm mentioning this now because Mercury just went totally stationary right on your ascendant, and it's basically saying to you, Lisa, please activate this part of your gift, you know, activate this now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So spend time reflecting on it, get books on it, get courses on it, do it now. It's a perfect time right now. So
yeah,
I'm sure you'd rather be doing that than the work you're doing right now.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So just take that as your cue.
Yes, it's a cue. Well, it's kind of like, you know, somebody asking you to do, you know, something impossible. That's I think it's almost like she's pushing me to, you know, maybe unknowingly to make a decision because, yeah, what she wants is just, you know,
yeah,
it's not possible.
Yeah, she's giving you a gift. She is becoming so difficult that you have to release her because you won't release her otherwise. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's making it so easy for you that you just say, to hell with this. I am over it.
Right. Right, exactly.
So take the gift from the universe and say, yay. It's like, this is
mm-hmm.
easy. I don't
want
to work with her.
And it's almost better that I'm not a full-time person because then I would probably really be, you know, not able to give up the income.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there are people there
who
work their full time that would love to quit, but they feel like they can't.
Right, right. Exactly.
Because I think
she's
pretty hard on everybody. So, but
you don't want to work with people anyway. You need to release people that are difficult. You just don't, you know, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it because it tampers with your energy. So you need to make that clear in your intentions. When you set out your intention with what your next product or service is, that, you know, the type of people you want to work with, what kind of people they are, all of that has to be part of your life so that you really are clear about it and don't attract this kind of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. Kind of, yeah, the opposite of this person is who I want to work with.
Well, even that, because that's almost like a negative. You don't even want to do an intention like that. You just want to define what you want in the positive,
uh-huh.
and just write it out. I mean, writing is great. It's just a great way for you to clarify what you feel is the best scenario for you? What would make you just so thrilled to be waking up in the morning and not even consider that you're working? And that will create the abundance for you. And just describe your clients, describe what you will be doing, the products you're going to create, the services. Write it down and look at it and feel it as it as if it's happening now, right? And then that will get you really energized. And it will get you clear on the things you don't want, so you can clear those out. But it will also get you clear on what you have to make room for and, you know, time-wise, so to make it happen, you know. And then, but because it's something you want, it's going to be so much easier. It's not based on making money at all. If you make a decision just based on, oh, I want this income, that's not going to bring you abundance. Abundance comes from a joy deep inside you, right, that then attracts the money from the people. That's the energy exchange that happens. And it's just very different than just making money, you know. So, and that's what really what you want. Because you don't really have time. With three kids and everything you're going through, you don't have time to be slaving away on something. It will affect your children. It'll affect, you know, it just will not be a happy life, you know. So you want to really focus on what you want, what will make you happy, write it out, and then eliminate what doesn't fit the picture as long as you can. You know, don't do it recklessly, but, and I mean financial income. So I'm talking in general now for everybody. Don't just get rid of a cash cow if it's supporting you, but make sure that you're taken care of. But also, you know, make sure that if there is an opportunity like Lisa has right now that just presented itself, that you really see that as a sign for you to break through old paradigms and old ways, you know, and move forward. So that is that answers that question for you.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, good luck with that, and let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good time for you. You know, 9 months for you. It's perfect for release. Very good. So just remember, it's not a bad thing to make a decision and move forward, okay? It's, even for a Capricorn,
right.
You can do it. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nudge.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so let's see. Anybody else have a question, please press *6. Otherwise, I will just let you know that if you want to get in line for an in-depth reading for next month, which will be March 26th, our call, then you want to respond to the email that Irina will send out shortly with a link to this call and just let me know, let her know, she'll let me know that you want an in-depth reading next month because, you know, this is what I'm here for, is, and it doesn't even have to be, if you don't want an in-depth reading, then have a question for me. If you know what you want to ask, just make sure you line up for it. Because sometimes if we have too many people coming in, then I can't do all of them. So I just want to make sure all of you know that. And yeah, and then if you do get an in-depth reading, it really would help for you to be on the call because what I love is the give and take between both of us. I mean, when I do readings for people, they're on the other line, you know, private readings. So it's really best if you can get on the call. And if for some reason you cannot get on the call, then please send me the question or questions you have so I can answer them for you and, you know, and focus on the areas of your life that you want me to focus on. Right. So this is, you know, in the instance where you can't, well, you know, you can't be on a teleconference call, but you still have a question or you still want an in-depth reading. I need to know what you want me to focus on so I can look at all the transits, progressions, the numerology, put it all together and, you know, feel out what it is that you need to see. So having said that, you heard at the beginning of the call how important this time is. I just want to reiterate to take that time, look within, pay attention. This Mercury retrograde is very potent. It's actually a very beautiful time because of the time of year that it's happening. It's in Pisces. It's really, really a wonderful time to feel. And then remember that in mid-March, things start moving forward. Once the new moon on March 11th, Mercury goes forward March 17th. So you'll feel some more energy then as we head into spring. And then our next call will happen right after the spring equinox. So stay in tune with my newsletters. I will write more about that. But I wish all of you a wonderful month and a wonderful beginning of spring. And we will get into some really wonderful transits and progressions. Boy, come in April and May, it's going to be really, really exciting. So we're going to move into the abundance factor then. So good luck to all of you. Have a great, great month. And I will talk to you next month. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.